Football Friday.
Bridgewater, intercepted.
We've got to obviously start back.
Let's talk about some of the positive things that happened out there today. Let's talk about the explosiveness of some of those players.
Centeno lofts it up. It's caught. Loose. Picked up by Colorado State.
Let's talk about that.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
Let's talk about that. Let's do it, man. That has become my favorite saying of all time. Even better than his guys being dude, Steve Addazio, Colorado State football head coach. Man, there is a lot of excitement around that program. It is kind of interesting, though. We talked about on this on the College Football Kickoff Show yesterday at 5 with Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire of the Coloradoan. We talked all things Rams, all things Mountain West. And Kevin was kind of, because I asked the question, I said, hey, is this New Mexico game a trap game for CSU? Kevin got so mad at me. I mean, didn't get that mad at me, but he rolled his eyes at me, which to me really hurt my feelings. And he goes, CSU's not good enough. They haven't earned a trap game. They haven't earned the right to say, hey, this team is a trap game. They're in no position to look at a team like New Mexico. And I, you know what? I agree with him. He's right. Why does it feel like CSU should be like a 4 or 5 win team right now? Because the last 3 weeks have been really good for them. You know, beating Toledo, going toe-to-toe with Iowa, and then beating San Jose State in front of a homecoming crowd, one of the largest crowds they've ever had. Somebody had said to Kevin, hey, this current streak has been awesome. Rams fans feel like they beat Iowa. That's kind of how it feels. I'm not saying they're wrong. The spread was like 22 or something like that, and you lost by 10, but you were up 14-7 at halftime. You're a weird fumble away and maybe a deep pass wide open to Trey McBride away from going up 21-7 late in the third. So it does kind of feel like the Rams had, you know, an opportunity to win that game. It then does kind of feel like they're better than what the record's showing. So I'm very intrigued to see how they follow up the homecoming match. Everything that was going on. The guys brought up a great point last night or on the show was CSU, okay, decent crowd, Toledo, right? Decent following. Iowa, legendary crowd. The crowd for CSU at Canvas was really big. One of their largest, their third largest, I think, since in Canvas history. It's like their eighth largest in CSU history. There's not going to be that fan support with New Mexico on the road. So can you find that energy? Because it's negative, positive energy. It's all energy. So if you go on the road and they're booing you and they're cheering for that, you still have some energy from that. You still have that us against the world energy. But you go to New Mexico and it's kind of just like, are there anybody here? I mean, I don't know. They're like a glorified high school stadium. It's not a very big stadium. It's kind of, sorry, Angel, but it's kind of like what UNC is dealing with. Again, different conferences, but New Mexico has no excuse. They need to have a big-time stadium.
They have stadium lights over there?
I don't know, but okay. Wouldn't that be great if UNC could get some lights over there?
I've been petitioning it for 4 years.
What are we talking about here? What's the cost to get some lights?
I don't know. Can we start a petition? Because, like, I'm telling you, the environment at Nottingham would be 10 times better.
If you could get some night games?
Yes. You give those students a couple more hours to tailgate in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. That student section will stay full.
What does that take? I'm curious.
Take some lights. They have lights at the practice fields.
Just move those lights over there.
Yeah.
Get those lights on the field.
It's only like 20 feet away.
Yeah. Dig them up. Bring them over there. Just have all the students go out and do the flashlight thingy on their phone. Just hold it over and point down at the field. That's fine. Or just like, you know, the old school. You know, turn on your, have the vehicles surround the stadium and turn the lights on. I see no issue with that at all. But yeah, I agree. You need, you know, for CSU, you need a non-campus stadium. For UNC, it's like you need lights. You got to have lights at some point. So maybe that's the next step. You got to keep supporting this team, though. You got to keep, you know, going out there and watching this team. Let me ask you this, Angel. You're a big UNC guy. You will pick them to beat even the Broncos, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Are McCaffrey knows something about the Broncos.
Yeah, he would be able to give them the inside scoop, even though it's been like 700 years.
Bug the locker room, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet he would. Are they ahead or behind of where you thought they'd be at this point? Now, again, you thought they'd be winning every game. But seriously, if you take a step back, is this program ahead or behind where you thought they'd be?
I think they are like a half step behind.
Yeah.
Just a half step.
I think that's fair.
The offense has taken a little longer than it probably should have to get going. The defense obviously came out fire, and they're ready to go. And I think this offense just, they need to get a little bit of rhythm going, and they'll start getting confidence in themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, about a half a step behind from where everyone kind of thought they'd be.
Yeah, Dylan McCaffrey, there's a lot of pressure on him. And I, you know, working with Dylan on the show, it's been great. He's an awesome guy. But I'm putting a lot of that pressure on Dylan. I shot him a text this morning and said, hey, good luck this weekend, man. You guys got this. You got to find something. It's going to be the pressure. When your offense is just not getting it done, you're going to every time look at your quarterback. That's where you're going first. And bottom line is Northern Colorado is the worst team in the Big Sky Conference when it comes to passing. They are sitting at, they're averaging about 171 yards per game. Only them and Cal Poly are the two teams that have not averaged over 200 yards passing. So you're looking for Dylan and a spark here. UC Davis, though, I mean, talk about a chainsaw. They've run through the chainsaw of the conference. Montana State, Eastern Washington, and now you look at UC Davis, who 5-0 to start, and then they lose to Idaho State. And Idaho State's not very good. So the question is, what happened? Did UC Davis just overlook them and not play very well? Or is UC Davis not as good as advertised? I mean, that's what you're hoping if you're a Bears fan. Because the UNC's just trying to... I think Colfax and I, you know, we put like the over-under around 4 or so, okay? If you can win 4 games, I would say that would be pretty impressive for your first year. People are forgetting, like, they just like the McCaffrey's just going to wave this magical wand of McCaffreyness, and you know, like lucky charms or something, man. He's everything he touches is just turning into a lucky charm, and the Bears are going to suddenly be in the playoffs this year. This program was atrocious under Ernest Collins Jr. You had 2 years where you went 6-5, and that was cool. Like, oh, boy, Ernest is getting this right. And nobody was a bigger fan and rooting for Ernest more than me. I mean, I was really in that final year with him. I was like, come on, you can do this. Jacob Knipp, stay healthy, make something of this year, make something of this, save your job. And, yeah, Jacob Knipp, injuries just destroyed that guy.
The legendary 8-year quarterback, Jacob Knipp.
What could have been, right?
What could have been?
It kind of was like Colin Hill with CSU. And Hill went on to go to South Carolina. I don't even know where he is now. But Knipp was a good quarterback.
And then you had who was it, Slaughter before him?
Slaughter.
He's still going around somewhere.
Everybody's UNC love, like, are you one of those guys that's like, damn it, why isn't Slaughter the starting quarterback for the Buccaneers?
Well, I remember when I got to UNC as a freshman, I remember watching his preseason game with the Broncos. And he did pretty well. It's a preseason game. But I was like, Kyle Slaughter, he went to UNC? Cool.
Is that why you decided to go to UNC?
No, it's not.
I thought maybe that would be the beacon.
No, having a football team was a factor in wherever I went to school because I like sports and I want to watch football. And yeah, so there it is.
What about the basketball? I know this is Football Friday and it's blasphemy to say anything other than football, but are you excited about the basketball team?
Oh, yes.
Like you get into that?
Oh, yeah. So actually in the spring, I was taking a sports reporting class over at UNC.
Oh,
and
good.
We got to cover a couple of the men's and women's basketball teams, so I've been following them a little bit. I love what Coach Smiley has over there. I think he's got some great players, some good transfers, and a little bit of George Karl magic.
Oh, George Karl magic the other day, man. I mean, I've been blowing this up, and UNC, you would be wise to do this as well. George Karl's taking an interest in your program because of Jerry Schimmel. I mean, let's just call it what it is. This is an exciting program, but we have the voice of the Bears, Jerry Schimmel, and I'll put him up against any other voice in the state of Colorado. As far as national broadcasts, I think we have the crew here. I mean, Clark Johnson doing preps, Jerry Schimmel doing UNC. My goodness, we have the team. But Jerry and George have a great connection, and then that kind of worked into George saying, hey, that team you're calling for this year, is that going to be any good? Jerry goes, yeah, I think they are. You ought to come check out practice sometime. And George goes, hell yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Are they one of those Cinderella 16 seed? When your conference, you get in.
So. Yeah, can they win the conference?
I think it'll be interesting.
I picked
them
to do it last year.
Their Big Sky Conference, you played the same team twice. Like back
they're
to
not,
back.
Yeah, and they're not doing that now. So
that should change a lot for the team.
I kind of thought I liked it at first. Smiley hated it.
No, because they would play one game good, and then the next game, everyone figured it out.
You sound like Smiley. Man, you must have learned something in the reporting
thing. I love
Coach
Smiley.
He said, yeah, because I liked it because it felt like a mini playoff to me. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. You play him one day, and then you go back, and you try to figure him out again in adjustments. And if you don't ever do it, you're not used to doing it. You know, if you're not doing, on a regular basis, playing that same team back-to-back, it is different. It is difficult to make those adjustments. So I think the Bears will fare better from this. I'll tell you, the guy that Dalen Kuntz, I think, is going to have a monster year, the transfer from CU. But Bodie Hume, who we're going to work with some stuff on the station, so I'm excited about that. Bodie showed you in those last two tournament games. What are we doing talking basketball? Bodie showed you in those last two tournament games that he can score. He scored 60 points in two games. So that he showed you what he is, who he really is. And if you can get that from him, even close, you're going to win a lot of games. Back to Football Friday. I blame Angel. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Broncos, Raiders. Listen, they're without, obviously, they had invested so much into what they were going to do with Gruden. He was 51%, 52%, whatever, and then Mayock was the other, the 48, whatever it was. Now you're reversing that, and Mayock's going to be the guy in charge, but this was John Gruden's team. This was his third year? Was this his third year back? This team at that point, at 3 years in, they're starting to be built in your image. And so for the Raiders, that is not an easy thing to move on from. Zach Stevens said it. I love what he had to say in the first segment, in the first hour. He said, hey, this situation with the Raiders at this point, like, you're not even focused on the game for half of the week. You are talking about the culture now, the overall situation with the Raiders going forward and how they're going to operate business going forward. The guy you hired to replace, or the guy that's replacing him, your special teams coach, was under Gruden for 11 years. So if I'm a player, I'm going, does he, you shouldn't have the guilty by association thing, but it's human nature. You're wondering, all right, they're close. Are they going to, is he going to have some of those same philosophies? So if you're the Broncos, blood is in the freaking water here. You are smelling it, and you have to win. Like, it's not a must win, it's a have to win. It would be pathetic if you lose. The Raiders this weekend should be put in the same category as the worst teams in the league. Why? Because of you just hired the man that was building this program in your image, in his image. So there's really no excuse. 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We'll look around at the college scene as well. CSU's at New Mexico. UNC's at UC Davis. CU. Whew, they got to figure something out, man. And that chat with Brian Howell yesterday was very enlightening. We'll talk about all that next. It's Football Friday on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Tell you about our friends at Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. Norfolk Iron and Metal, like many others, are looking for members to join their team. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722. That's 970-352-6722 to find out why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and metal. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Get your picks in. I'm going to do my picks in about 25 minutes or so. We'll get to those. I am sitting pretty good. I mean, my record right now locally between the Bears, the Buffs, the Rams, the Broncos, and Air Force. I did throw Air Force in. I'm going to throw Air Force in again this week. I went 12-9, or I'm 12-9 overall. I went 5-1 over the weekend. Needed that, so sitting at 12-9 over 500. We're ready to really separate from that 500 mark. I'm feeling great about the local picks coming up. So go ahead and throw it at me. Noob's got his in. Noob gets his in like clockwork. How'd you do last week, Noob? Did you track that? He's got Air Force smoking CU for their first win, 37-17. CSU smoking New Mexico, 31-14. UC Davis handling UNC, 41-28. Denver beating Vegas, 28-17. Vic Fangio's seat cools off a little bit. Air Force beats Boise State. Oh, boy, Noob. Oh, boy. 44-28. I mean, in one reality, I could see that happening. Air Force gets everything they want. The way they operate with that triple option, that crazy run rushing attack that they have, but after Boise State, the way they played against BYU, it's really tough for me to go against Boise State. So we'll talk about that. We'll look at the spread on that one as well. CSU gets set to play New Mexico, and how about that? They are number one in the Mountain West Mountain, sitting at 1-0 in the conference. Feeling good to start, and I, you know what? They're going against New Mexico. Listen, you guys know probably I'm going to pick the Rams to win. We'll talk about the spread at that side, but I gave you a little sneak preview into the picks. The questions I have, will Dante Wright play? Will David Bailey play for Colorado State? Dante Wright opens things up. You talk about taking the top off of a defense. That's who Dante Wright is, and they can do so many creative things with him. You know, they can get him in some of those reverses. They can try, you know, they even trying to run him at some point. So they can do a lot of really fancy things with Dante Wright. Just he dressed out last week. Him and David Bailey both were wearing their uniforms. David Bailey took his helmet off right when the game started. So you're thinking, okay, he's done. Kevin told us this yesterday. Kevin Lytle. It's like, hey, Dante actually did get in one snap. So weird. He just got thrown into one snap. Didn't play at all. Was it a decoy? Whatever. But he was thrown into a snap. So that, to me, probably means he plays this week against New Mexico. Maybe they just use him sparingly. But I think that would be big for Colorado State. Listen, I talk about blood in the water for the Broncos Raiders. There's blood in the water in the Mountain West. Seriously. Because we're going to find out a lot between Air Force and Boise State. But I don't know in the whole entire conference, even though the Broncos beat BYU, I don't know that you still have a real good feeling about anybody in this conference. You know, who's going to run away with this thing overall? You know, because if Air Force beats Boise State, then yeah, make no mistake about it. You're feeling pretty good about Air Force. The way it looks like right now, the way too early standings in the Mountain West Mountain, CSU sitting at 1-0 in the conference. They're sitting on top just because that's the way it is. Air Force is 2-1. They've already played three Mountain West games to CSU's one. Boise State's 1-1. Utah State's 1-1. Wyoming 0-1. And New Mexico 0-2. I would imagine New Mexico stays at the bottom. Again, this is a tough one for CSU. If you lose this game, it's not tough. But if you do lose this game, you take all that momentum that you just gained and it evaporates. And this is what you just hate to see. If the Rams go on the road, the energy might not be there with the crowd probably not very huge for New Mexico. The stadium not anything daunting. So, you know, if you drop that game, suddenly you lose all that momentum. They got two road games in a row. They got New Mexico and then Utah State. And then they return home to play Boise State. You want to get a crowd of 30-plus, 30K-plus, then you need to win both of these games, if for sure one of them. So not a lot of pressure on the Rams necessarily because you think they can take care of business. But like Kevin told us, you're in no position to say anything's a trap game. As for the CU Buffs, talking to Brian Howell yesterday, one of our Buffs insiders from Buffzone, what is going on with the quarterback situation? Because, you know, you're asking, all right, Brendan Lewis, Drew Carter, they're getting smoked. They're getting blown out in all these games. Why are you not putting Drew Carter in at some point to try and just see if you got something there? So they're either just they have zero confidence in him, or they just have the utmost confidence that Brendan Lewis will finally figure it out. The Buffs are a favorite in this game against Arizona. You lose this one, and you know you're not moving on from Carl Durrell. He's not on the hot seat right now. He will be next season. Regardless of what happens this year, he's not going anywhere. But if he can't at least get things kind of on the right track, they have two games that are somewhat winnable. I think they have Cal next week. They have two games that are somewhat winnable for them. But then after that, I think they play Oregon. So things are going to get nasty again. But you win these next two games, you know, suddenly you're going, all right, it's not the worst thing in the world. If you can find a way to win four or five games this year, you turn the page and try to get that offense back on the right track, probably find a new offensive coordinator. But it's a weird deal with the quarterback dynamic. They must really think that Brendan Lewis can turn this thing around. Then you have the UNC Bears on the road getting set to take on UC Davis. And I tend to agree with you on that, Angel. Like, hey, they're a little behind where we thought they'd be. I didn't expect them to beat Eastern Washington. I did pick them, strangely, to beat Montana State, but I was drinking a little bit of Kool-Aid there. But I do think that they're just a little behind because I didn't expect major blowouts in those two games. You know, a couple of touchdowns here and there, but that Eastern Washington game was, what was it, 21-3 at the end of one? Yeah, that was bad. I expected the offense to be much better at this stage in the game, and I think that there's a lot of pressure going on for Dylan McCaffrey. You got the worst passing attack. Now, when the preseason rankers came out and had the Bears, I think the coaches' poll had them finishing last, the media poll had them finishing second to last. I was shocked by that because I said, well, I would think Dylan McCaffrey alone would raise that up. Would give you maybe two or three spots. And maybe you're picked, you know, fourth from last or something like that. But it looks like the poll knew something we didn't. Again, so much pressure is on Dylan. Because you need to see that glimpse. The guy that you saw in high school. The guy that earned a shot with Michigan. That guy needs to show up this weekend against UC Davis. There's all the pressure on that side of it. Now, it's going to be a tall task. It's going back and forth with some UNC guys today. And, I mean, you look at it, man. Eastern Washington, Montana State, Montana, Weber State. They play tonight, right?
Yeah, you got Weber State, Montana State at like 8 o'clock on ESPNU.
Boy, that'll be interesting.
I might watch that game.
Well, Siri, you said it. I believe you. There's some good Big Sky teams that I think could give some Mountain West teams a run for their money. You know, Montana State almost beat Wyoming.
Was it a few weeks ago? It was Eastern Washington and Montana on ESPN2.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good
game.
It was
a damn good game. And this is going to be another one of those that I think will kind of draw some attention to the Big Sky. But my point is, you're running into the saw, man. I mean, you've got these great teams, some of the best teams in FCS right here. All these five teams that they're playing, and you know they don't get a big break. It's tough. The Bears are trying to learn on the fly here going against the best. And again, people forget that this is McCaffrey's first year. I know he was here last year, but they didn't play any games. You're still trying to figure this out. This is McCaffrey's first college football job. This isn't Steve Adazio, who was at Temple and Boston College forever and learned the game and learned the process. This is still very new. And it's a perfect spot to try to grow together here. And we'll see if they take a step towards that coming up against UC Davis. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get into the Broncos side of things. The stars need to shine for the Broncos. Justin Simmons, Von Miller, Kareem Jackson is going to play. It looks like he was practicing today, so there was some concern there. You need to see your stars, your big money guys, step up and make big plays. Can they do it? What's that going to take? We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Ah! Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. I've been a sponsor of ours for a while. And listen, it's not an easy conversation to have necessarily, or it ever is when you're talking about this and pre-planning and everything. But unfortunately, we all should have that conversation. Certainly, you know, they believe, hey, live well, do your thing, but just plan ahead, get it done, get it taken care of. And sometimes, you know, that worst situation of your life, you don't have to be dealing with the planning that goes into a funeral side of it. Give Scott Robiner, a member of their great staff, a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. It truly is an amazing gift. That's 970-330-6824. Their website, Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, MosierFuneralService.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. If you want to get your picks in, let me know what you guys think of the local picks, or even just the Broncos Raiders this week. We'll throw that up on our Facebook page on Sundays for a chance to win gift cards. We're hooking you up with gift cards as much as we can. We want to get you out and about trying out these new restaurants, especially our brand new partner, and that's the GOAT. And man, I'm hanging out there all the time. You know, I love that place for the coaches show. Ed McCaffrey's hanging out there. George Carl's giving it the blessing. But George Carl was out there. We were eating lunch. That's pretty cool, right? Sitting there eating lunch. I remember George, what he ordered. Is that weird? I don't care. He ordered fish and chips without the chips. He didn't want chips. He did a side salad with ranch. Is that a little creepy?
Did he have a beer?
He did not have a beer.
Okay. What was his drink of choice?
Because it was 11. His drink of choice was he did iced tea.
Same
but
thing
like
as
a flavor,
Coach Ed, right?
Like peach. McCarthy Ed did the hot tea. He did hot tea.
Okay.
Yep. Ed was. Is this weird? Is it weird that I know there? Is that strange?
No. I mean, when you're doing an interview, you ask the questions, and we just get the answers.
Yeah. Right. You want to know what there. George, what do you got there, man? You know. And was it weird that I followed up with, hey, can I have a hug? Is that strange?
It would be weird if you asked him, like, how many sugars do you put in your coffee or something?
I did not ask that question. I'll have you know. I did not.
That's the line of journalism we don't cross.
Yeah, we do not cross. but George gave it the A-plus rating. Man, he was fantastic. Tanner texting and says, yes, it's weird that I know that. What exactly what he ordered. He didn't finish it either. Took a couple of bites of each little pieces of fish, and then it is. We are borderlining. We're borderline weird now at this point. All right. But, I mean, it's cool. We're partnering up with the GOAT. Love that place. And you want to watch a game? I dare you to find a better place to watch a game. Listen, I've been to those other places that we talk about, the chains, the national places. And you guys tell me. You go to the GOAT. Sit down. TVs are so conveniently placed, and okay, the chairs don't feel like, you know, torture chambers that you're sitting on. You know what I'm talking about. Those places, listen, you got a local feel, and that's what I love. But it's got a big-time feel, but locally owned. The GOAT, doesn't it seem like it should be a national chain? Because it's got all the, like, it should be one of those just popping.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. The logo looks clean, looks nice, very welcoming.
Yeah.
And I enjoy. I've only been over there once, but
great side of town, right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
That's where you have the Target and Best Buy and all that stuff kind of behind there. With all like that new area is popping. You got the hotels out there.
I think every time I drive over there, like every other week, there's a new restaurant open.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It is weird, and it's great for Greeley. Greeley needs more restaurants. You need more restaurants, but you need more local restaurants. And there's one right there, a local sports bar. He said, "Chris says, Brady, you sound like paparazzi." You know, I did my best. I did get a picture with George. Jerry's like, dude, you got to get a picture with George Carl, right? And I said, is that weird? He said, no. So I go up to George and I said, hey, I hate to fanboy out. He grabs my hand. He says, where's the camera? Like, he was such a good dude. Watching basketball. Look at me talking basketball again on a football Friday. I'm a little excited. You're excited. You're going to the Nuggets game next week.
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
You didn't want anybody to know that.
No, I mean, I love Nuggets fans. Come on. Go party in Denver.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Nuggets too, man. It's an exciting time. That's our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. What is getting most of your attention right now? Is it college football? Is it the NFL? Is it Major League Baseball playoffs? Is it the NBA? Is it the NHL? October is Convergence Month. All of it collides together to create this wonderful sports explosion all over the month. Plus, look at that. Wasn't that fantastic? Plus, it's Halloween. So, I mean, my goodness, you can't go wrong. I don't even have time to watch scary movies. I wanted to try to watch, like, the second Chucky was on the other day, but it was on during, it was like Monday night, and I was going to watch Monday Night Football.
Do you have your costume picked out yet?
I bought a shirt from Walmart that's just like a pumpkin, jack-o'-lantern.
It's a very dad costume.
Yeah, right? That's, I mean, I always have these grand ideas that I'm going to dress up and do these this big thing. Oh, I'm going to buy a Bane costume and be Bane this year. And then you could fast forward to Halloween, and here's me sitting with a coat right outside my house handing candy out. And then as soon as they're done, I just like lay the candy bowl out there. I'm like, I'm done with this, going inside. And that's it. And the night just kind of fizzles away.
Well,
it is what it is, I suppose.
You have a piece of candy for yourself, though.
Yes, that's true. Okay, before I move on to the Broncos Raiders, we got to ask Angel the age-old question. Is a Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? Hooligans are desperately fighting this battle every single year.
It's a Christmas movie.
That's Colfax is like, no, wait a second. That's my side of the argument. Yes, that's right. It is a Christmas movie. No, you guys are right. It's a Halloween movie.
No, because when it gets around this time, I don't sit down like, oh, I want to watch Nightmare
Before
Christmas.
I do.
I don't.
I am the opposite.
I want to watch Saw, Halloween, Friday the 13th. All those
man, this is
it
crazy.
Starts off Halloween, but it's mostly about Christmas.
But it's creepy Halloween characters doing Halloween or Christmas things.
Yes, but the objective is Christmas.
That's true. It's very true. Damn it, Angel, you go over to that side, man. You went over to Colfax's side, even though Colfax forgot his argument for a second. It happens to all of us. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Broncos Raiders. I'm telling you, man, when I look at this game, I just think, all right, Vic Fangio, he ain't it. I don't know what the plan here is, Phil, but he's not the guy. Going for, I don't know. I look at this just like the Raiders are saying, hey, it's not about the head coach. It's not about the head coach. It's about the players. I look at this team and say, where are your superstars? Who is going to step up and ensure that you are not going to go to 500 and lose to a team like the Raiders, who are questionable to begin with? They faded a little bit, just kind of like you, but they're in disarray at this stage. So, who's going to step up and be the guy this week? Von Miller started off with 4 sacks those first 3 games, and now he's dwindled. I look at it and I say, Von Miller, you have to step up. You have to create something, even if it's not a sack. You have to force Derek Carr to get out of his comfort zone. You have to force him into traffic in that pocket where you're pushing him up and somebody else is getting a sack. You've got to be special in this game. You know, defensively, I'm looking. Alexander Johnson, you had a chance to be special last week. You had 2 chances to be special. Instead, you were good. You're leading the team in tackles, and that's wonderful. You have 2 sacks on the year, but I need to see that special play. Who's going to be that guy? Justin Simmons has 1 pick. Kareem Jackson has 1 pick. Caden Stearns has 1 pick. You have 4 total interceptions after 5 games. I need to see something better than that. You know, the sacks, you're not bad. You know, 12 sacks on the season, that's not bad. But this defense is supposed to be elite, and they have not been that. And I'll give you the pass against Baltimore. Because I do think Lamar Jackson, you want to say unicorn, I think we overuse unicorn, by the way. I think we overuse goat and we overuse unicorn. Lamar Jackson is a unicorn. There is no doubt about it. So I'll give you that. But Big Ben is not a unicorn. He's like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
He's a dinosaur.
The dude, like, anytime you're focusing on his butt pad, like, if I felt like I was watching a commercial for Depends or something like that. They're like doing close-ups on his butt. Like, here's his butt pad. If he falls down, he lands on that pad, and he'll be safe if that thing happens. If it's okay if he falls on his butt. Like, what is that about? You lost to that guy.
Does he have a life alert too?
Probably. Dude, I saw him after practice the other day. They took a picture. He's got like the wraps of ice around his knees. They're like a barrel on each knee and his shoulder and his arm and his elbows. And that was just from 1 pass. 48 minutes after the hour. We need to take a quick break here because, Angel, the picks are coming next. We're sitting at 12-9. We're feeling really, really good about this weekend's picks. So climb aboard the pick train. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're just about to wrap up another edition of Football Friday here on the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Angel, my friend, to the picks we go. We are going to take a look locally first, and then I'll give you my at-large in the NCAA and the NFL. The UNC Bears set to go to UC Davis. They continue with a run of just amazing Big Sky Conference teams. The spread has the Bears as 19.5-point dogs in this one. I do not think the Bears win. However, I like the Bears to cover 19.5. They lose, but cover 19.5. The Colorado Buffaloes at home to an Arizona team that's just awful. But are the Buffs just awful? Yes, the answer is yes. Something's got to give. I think Colorado wins this game, and they cover the -6.5. I like them to win by a touchdown plus the extra point. Colorado State on the road going to New Mexico, coming off of a big win against San Jose State. I like the Rams to win and cover 11.5. Air Force, Boise State, I don't think so. Air Force is a 3.5-point dog in this one. I like Boise State to win and cover this one. I like Air Force loses, no cover on that one. Broncos, Raiders, you're getting the must win and you're covering -4. I like the Broncos there. Wrapping this thing up tonight, I like Oregon. I like Oregon to cover against Cal 13.5. And in the NFL, my unicorn, my one and only, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens beat the Chargers and they cover the -2.5. And that is going to be the picks. We're 5-7 on my at-large, so we got a lot of work to do. That's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night, Northern Colorado.